though. Look at this little face. How did you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star, and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
I'm Sean Hare, the site director at conservativetribune.com. Conservative Tribune is one of the most visited news sites in the world, and the reason is simple. ConservativeTribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news every day. We are unapologetically pro-America, unabashedly conservative. At ConservativeTribune.com, we don't make apologies for who we are or what we say. If you're looking for more than boring stories and simple thought, visit ConservativeTribune.com. That's ConservativeTribune.com.
Advocates for gun owners are disappointed but not surprised at a ruling from a panel of federal judges. USA Radio's Chris Barnes is here to explain.
Judges on a federal court in California are saying that people do need permission from law enforcement if they want to carry a concealed firearm. The ruling coming from the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, saying the Second Amendment does not give the general public the right to carry concealed weapons. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The U.S.-led coalition fighting ISIS says it cannot confirm whether the terrorist group's leader was wounded in an airstrike. A coalition spokesman saying that there have been reports claiming that Abubakar al-Baghdadi's been wounded but had nothing to confirm at this time. An Iraqi satellite TV network reporting that al-Baghdadi and other ISIS leaders were wounded in an airstrike on one of the group's command posts near the Syrian border yesterday. And the World Health Organization urging women who live in areas where the Zika virus is prevalent to put off getting pregnant. The disease mostly spread by mosquitoes, but can also be transmitted through sexual activity. This is USA Radio News.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spiritual?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow drying, more time texting.
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have to.
Twinsies!
I kinda love it. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
A convicted Stanford University rapist will likely be getting out of jail early. In a controversial ruling, Brock Turner was given 6 months in county jail after being convicted of three felony counts of sexual assault. Jail records show he's scheduled for release September 2nd, just 3 months into his sentence. Turner was found guilty earlier this year of assaulting an unconscious woman outside a frat party in 2015. Embattled former journalist Katie Couric is being accused of falsifying another documentary. USA Radio's Jason Wirt with more.
On the heels of being proved to have deceived people in her anti-gun documentary Under the Gun, now Katie Couric has been found to have done the same deceptive editing in her previous documentary Fed Up. It's also been revealed the Weinstein Company, which produced Fed Up, has been trying to remove from the internet all clips of Couric's deceptive interview. Stephen Gutkowski of the Washington Free Beacon told USA Radio News why he believes they're doing it.
I guess the distributor didn't want people to see the interviews in question.
Couric said about her anti-gun documentary she's going to leave the false interview segment in despite everyone knowing it's fake. I'm Jason Wirt.
A second church on New York's Staten Island has been firebombed and officials are trying to figure out why. Police releasing surveillance video of the suspect in the early Thursday morning crime, hoping to track him down. Authorities announcing late last night that the New York Police Department Hate Crimes Task Force is looking into both incidents. And the public will say a final goodbye to boxing legend Muhammad Ali today. This morning there will be a funeral procession through the streets of his hometown. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, handyman extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Stephen Patrick. Home sweet home.
It is 9:05, time on Chamber Radio. Weather, 65 degrees, clear skies, no chance of precipitation today. It is Friday, June 10th, TGIF. Sunny highs in the mid-70s today, northwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Man, time to cut out of work right now and enjoy the fine weather today. Mostly clear and lows in the lower 50s, which is 10 degrees warmer than yesterday. It was beautiful last night. Lows in the lower 50s, northwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tomorrow a little unsettled, partly sunny in the morning, then mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Some thunderstorms may produce gusty winds in the afternoon. Highs in the lower 80s, south winds at 5 to 10 miles an hour, becoming southwest in the evening. Partly sunny in the morning on Sunday, then clearing, breezy highs in the 80s, around 80. Partly sunny and breezy and highs in the lower 70s on Monday. Partly sunny, highs in the upper 70s on Flag Day. Partly sunny and highs in the lower 80s on Wednesday, the 15th. Temperatures in our area. Well, we're having trouble figuring out again. Any day now. Nope, just not going to give it to me. All right. We'll catch you a little later. That's Good Morning Hunter and Hunter Chamber Radio Weather.
20 to 40 pounds in 40 days guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost resonant frequency technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor-supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited-time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Have you been pushed around? Is anybody there? Does anybody care? And how many times have your friends let you down? Is anybody there? Did anybody stare?
All right, welcome back to Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterChamber.com. It's Our Lady Peace, Singing Life. Life is happening on our roadways. Check what's going on out there. We had some congestion and slowdowns and some accidents, but I haven't gotten any updates, so I'm assuming at this point it's all clear. We should be good. That is Good Morning Hunter and HunterChamber.com. Traffic. Check out the traffic reports through HERTTaven.com. Register with them, and they'll send you the alerts via smartphone, email, or on Twitter. Time for us to check history, see what's happening for today, which is June 10th, 2016. The lead story happened in 1752. No, it's not a myth. No, it's not a big false tale. Benjamin Franklin, in 1752, flies a kite during a thunderstorm and collects a charge in a Leyden jar when the kite is struck by lightning, enabling him to demonstrate the electrical nature of lightning. Franklin became interested in electricity in the mid-1740s, a time when much was still unknown on the topic, and spent almost a decade conducting electrical experiments. He coined a number of terms used today, including battery, conductor, and electrician. He also invented the lightning rod, used to protect buildings and ships. 1775, on this day, John Adams proposes to Congress, meeting in Philadelphia, that the men laying siege to Boston should be considered a Continental Army, led by a general. 1864, Nathan Bedford Forrest's legend grows substantially when the Confederate cavalry routs a much larger Union force in Mississippi at the Battle of Bryce's Crossroads. 3. In a forceful speech, President Dwight D. Eisenhower strikes back at critics of his Cold War foreign policy. He insisted that the United States was committed to the worldwide battle against communism, and he would maintain a strong U.S. defense. Just a few months into his presidency, and with the Korean War still raging, Eisenhower staked out his basic approach to foreign policy with this speech. In 2002, on this day, Clint Messina, 21, of Locum, Louisiana, is arrested and charged in attempted murder of a police officer after driving into a patrol car while attempting to flee from sheriff's deputies. Soon after, police discovered that he was already a wanted man. At 3:30 a.m. on March 27th, Messina and an associate, Rose Hoke, 31, stole a Krispy Kreme donuts delivery truck in Slidell, Louisiana. The Krispy Kreme delivery man had left the engine of the truck running and its rear doors open while he went into the convenience store to make a delivery. Upon returning to find the truck and the hundreds of donuts inside missing, the delivery man called police, who pursued and caught up with the vehicle. Messina and Hoke then led police on a 15-mile chase, leaving a trail of donuts behind them as they fled. The incident was the subject of a nationwide media attention, and as it involved cops and donuts, kept late-night comedians busy for several days. In 1991, on this day, at Clark Air Force Base in Philippines, 14,500 personnel are evacuated in anticipation of the eruption of Mount Pinatubo. Over the next several days, the eruptions killed hundreds of people and sent tons of ash, sulfur, and dioxide into the atmosphere. 1692, in Salem Village in the Massachusetts Bay Colony, Bridget Bishop, first colonist to be tried in the Salem witch trials, is hanged after being found guilty of the practice of witchcraft. You know.
Good afternoon, Friday, June 10th. If you haven't been outside, it's a gorgeous day. On the other hand, if you're stuck in traffic on 31, either coming north or south, you know, par for the course. And I'm going to have a rant one of these days about coming south on 31 from the reservoir area, Round Valley Reservoir. If I try to come down 31, it will take a half an hour. And I started out today and went by this great field where they were doing their haying, and the bales were being picked up. And, you know, we so enjoy Hunterdon County and, you know, the farms and the rural areas. And all you have to do is hit 31 south near the hospital. And it doesn't take a genius to know that they could improve traffic immensely coming south if they would just make that right lane at the hospital a turn lane into the hospital only. Because what happens, of course, is people know that they can kind of squinch around on the right, and then everybody who is in the lane where we should be in coming south. Today there were 21 cars and a couple trucks that moved over to that lane and got ahead of everyone who was in the lane that you should go on if you're going through at that point. So why someone couldn't just do something common sense, which would be make that right lane at the hospital where BJ's is on the other side of the road. There's a left turn lane there to get into BJ's and all of the buildings back there. Just make the right lane a turn lane into the hospital. Then there wouldn't be the backup, because what they could do is they could take and adjust the light at Bartle's Corner, because that's where that backup starts. And everybody knows that they'll go in the right lane there at Bartle's Corner, and they'll be able to scoot around everybody else. So, you know, of course, does common sense ever prevail? Nope, doesn't seem to be prevailing in New Jersey. And what they're trying to do there is not going to help for many, many months or years. So that's my rant. I hope someone else agrees with me, especially somebody who knows how they could get the transportation company to do what I believe is simple. And you know what? If it didn't work, all they'd have to do is paint the sign, put a few signs up that right lane is a turn-only lane. And, you know, if it didn't work in 6 months, if I'm wrong, then they could change it back. But I think if they made that a right turn only lane all the way down, you know, because there are a couple other places where people turn off to the right there. Make that a right turn only lane, adjust the light at Bartle's Corner, and they would not have that constant backup. Now, coming north is, you know, a different story. They should have known when they allowed Lowe's and Longhorn and Walmart to get built that they had to do something and not have people coming out there, turning north, and having a lane that they have to squinch over, have everybody else having to go over into that lane. It's just a nightmare, and that's going to continue until they have at least one more lane there. So anyway, that's I'm Pat Smits, and that's why I'm starting a little late today, and that's what has ruined what otherwise was this beautiful day driving through the back roads of Hunterdon County. So let's talk about the nice day. However, if you haven't been out, do try to get out, because it is just going to be great. Now, apparently tomorrow there could be a slight chance of showers and then a chance of thunderstorms. I thought the weekend was supposed to be nice, but that's what they're saying. Mostly clear tonight, high of about 85 tomorrow, mostly sunny on Sunday, and then perhaps breezy in the afternoon, high of about 80 degrees. Monday, mostly sunny. The whole next week is supposed to be very nice. So if you have plans, the best thing to do is, you know, get some work done tomorrow. Take your chances outside. Tomorrow night, there's a chance of thunderstorms and then just partly cloudy. So it looks like it might be the bigger chance of storms would be in the afternoon. But even that is about a 30% chance. So mostly we can hope for a good weekend. So I'll be right back after telling you some of our sponsors. And I'm Pat Smits. I'm a family lawyer here in Hunterdon County and actually throughout the state. But I'd like to talk about legal news, and I am going to talk about some of the legal news right after we hear from some of these people that we count on to sponsor the programs.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HuntertonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Lou's
lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor-supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited-time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Well, good afternoon again. I'm Pat Smits, the host of It's the Law, talking today about some of the news in the legal news. And also wanted to mention that I'm hoping to get a guest on within the next few weeks, a criminal lawyer, to talk about the expungement statute and the changes in that statute. And what do I mean by the expungement statute? Well, if in fact somebody has been arrested or has a criminal record, there is a way to get that erased. We call it expunged. And in April of this year, the statute was amended, and it even opened up greater opportunities for residents of New Jersey to expunge their criminal record. And, you know, this is important because even a minor criminal record can block employment, you know, shows up on lots of things, and certainly if it's something that happened many years ago, it is not that difficult to get it expunged unless it's a serious crime. I mean, obviously, not every crime and a conviction of every crime, not every crime a conviction of which can be expunged. Certainly, there are some serious crimes such as murder and some sexual assaults, robbery that, you know, cannot be expunged, armed robbery, for example. But the amendments have created a new opportunity for an individual to erase their criminal record. I should say his or her criminal record. And the other thing that is important for people to know, and especially for parents to know, is that there are some really important changes. And when I say parents, it's if your child over the age of 18 is arrested on a drug offense. And it is really important to find out about drug court, because that is the probably the most significant changes. You know, first, as I said, expungement of an entire criminal record is possible. And with drug offenses, it's possible after the successful completion of drug court. So it's not even a situation where someone has to wait for a long time, but instead they can do it right after they finish the drug court. And I'm going to take a short break and tell you about have some of our sponsors, because I've just had a guest come in. And, of course, since I was talking about expungement of criminal records, this guy might be just the person to talk to. But in any event, we'll be back shortly.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HunterdonChamberRadio.com app today.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
Well, my unexpected guest did not want to stay around when I started talking about the drug court. But seriously, now many people, of course, if you had drug offenses and were convicted or were arrested for drug offenses years ago, they did not have drug court. So the amendments only apply to those individuals who participated and graduated from drug court. However, someone who was convicted or arrested for other drug offenses still have the right to file for expungement. And the statute itself is 2C:52-1-2TO-52. So that is where the expungement statute is found. There are fees, of course. That's found, the fees are under Rule 3:30. But this is really very important, and I think I'm going to have someone, I know I'm going to have someone who knows more, a lot more about this law, possibly from the prosecutor's office or a defense attorney, because I know that it is fairly simple now to get this done. And I'm certainly an attorney who knows what they're doing can help and expedite the process and provide just all the forms that are needed, etc. So that is, I think, something, if you know anyone who was convicted of a crime or even arrested, because the other thing that sometimes people don't realize is that when charges are dismissed, very often charges will not be brought in superior court. They will be sent back to municipal court. Now, often people actually think that if a case is dismissed in municipal court, that their criminal history will not appear on a background check. Now, that's not true. Unless the charge, the arrest, and the dismissal are expunged, they will appear on a background check, or most likely will appear. So what would happen in the past is the person, even though their charge was dismissed, even though it was a phony baloney, and believe me, I could go on and on about a few of those that my clients have experienced. But at that point, the person had to file an expungement petition to have the charges, the arrest, and the dismissal expunged. Now, this new amendment to the statute just requires a municipal court judge or even the court administrator to sign a written confirmation that the charges and the arrest, etc., have been dismissed. And that can be delivered to the criminal division of the superior court by the person who actually got the dismissal. And then it becomes a responsibility of the criminal division and the county prosecutor's office to ensure that the arrest, the charges, and the dismissal are expunged. So as I said, the cost of doing this is very minimal. If you have any questions, my go-to person, and I'm certainly not saying that he's the only attorney, but I know my go-to person, and I hope to have him on again to talk about this, but my go-to person on criminal law is Steve Lember, who is a was a former assistant prosecutor here, is a an attorney here in Flemington, and as I said, it's worthwhile making a call to Steve or to anyone else. And as I said, I will announce in the future when I'm going to have someone on to talk about this more in depth. The other thing that has come up recently And this is really more to talk to a financial planner rather than an attorney. But people need to make a decision with respect to when to begin taking Social Security retirement benefits. And many people think, well, they'll start at 62, and that may or may not be a good idea depending on how much you need the monthly income and, of course, what your income is, because there's a cap on what you can earn if you take it earlier. Now, normal full retirement benefit age depends on your age. In other words, it used to be 65. Medicare is still 65. But your full retirement age depends on how old you are. It was 65. Now it's 66 in some months. It'll go up to 67 at some point. But you can wait until age 70. And that will usually provide the optimal return because if you delay benefits until age 70, of course, the person would have four fewer years. If they could get full benefits at 66 and they delay until 70, they will be getting benefits for four fewer years. But once they start receiving the benefits, they'll be permanently at a higher level. And so delaying the receipt increases the benefits 8% a year. So if it's 4 years, every year you have a 32% premium. If you have a full retirement age at 66 and you wait till 70. Now, if you could have retired and had full retirement benefits at age 65 and wait till 70, then of course it would have been 5 years. So they talk about a break-even point, and what does that mean? Of course, that means the age in which you need to live so that you will receive more by waiting until age 70 than if you started at age 66. Now, this is generally about age 80, so that if you receive Social Security benefits, start at age 70 instead of age 66, in about 10 years, you will have the break-even point. So there's, of course, that's the question. If you don't need the money is probably the most important question, because if you need the money, even though you're going to be getting more in the future and can't afford to live now, then it makes no sense. Now, there is another benefit, however, if someone waits until they're 70 and your spouse, of course, is entitled, if you're married, if you've been married for 10 years, even if you've been divorced, as long as you were married for 10 years, well, that's going to get confusing. So basically, your spouse is entitled to receive either the greater of his or her benefit or 100% of the deceased spouse benefit. So if you wait until age 70, the survivor benefit increases dramatically. And so if you want to look at the point of view of two lives, then waiting until age 70 can be of great advantage. But what I'm suggesting is to take a look at your finances. Do this before you decide to take Social Security and make a decision, because it could have a significant impact. I certainly am one of those people, and I'll have to admit that I did not look at it. My husband began taking Social Security. I think we needed it, frankly. But the fact is we didn't really think about it. And that's what's important on these things, is to plan, talk to a good financial planner, get your ducks in order before you make that decision. So we'll be back after. I'm just going to give you a couple spots from our sponsors, and I'm not going to a news break today. And we'll be back and talk about some of the latest news. And, you know, Governor Christie won again. And so stay tuned and we'll talk about that.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms. When they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hi, I'm back, Pat Smits, and you just heard a spot from NAMI Hunterdon. Really an important organization, and if you know any family who has someone in the family with mental illness, you know, follow up with NAMI because they have a wealth of information. One of the other things that is going to start, I don't think it started yet, is like the drug court, there's going to be a mental health court. I'm not sure exactly what it's going to be called, but it's going to be dealing with those people who they are involved in criminal activity, but in fact, they have mental health issues, and that's probably, well, there's really a question whether anyone with mental illness should be in a general prison population. I think that most people who work in corrections would tell you that a large majority of people in the prison systems have some mental problems. However, when there's serious mental problems, there is a really, I applaud the courts for having some kind of a diversion program. And we will hear more about that. I hope to have somebody from the prosecutor's office on the program to talk more about that. But in any event, at this point, NAMI Hunterdon is a great resource. And they, as they said, they have meetings monthly. I think it's on one of the Thursday nights of the month, and there are programs that they're very helpful for families who are experiencing teenagers, young adults with mental health issues. So take advantage. I mean, there's really a lot here in Hunterdon County. Sometimes it is a little bit difficult to find out, but you know, we have the helpline here, and we have so many programs, and also there's a great guardianship program for people who really need a volunteer guardian, someone who's out there to help them. Our surrogate, Susan Hoffman, has been just fantastic. She was one of the people who first implemented that program, volunteer program, and if you know anyone who needs that, you know, contact, well, I would tell you to contact Susan because that's who I know, but that's an organization. If you're interested in volunteering as a guardian, it's another thing, great thing to do neighbor to neighbor. So, back to the law. So, what did our governor do now? Well, there was a case, Berg versus Christie, in the Supreme Court. It actually was a court. Well, the Supreme Court basically has thrown out the challenge to that portion of Governor Christie's 2011 Pension Reform Act that suspended state pension cost of living adjustments. So people had, there was a statute that created a COLA for retired state workers, and then the governor, the legislature changed it because of the pension reform, what they called the Pension Reform Act, and so that was changed. So what happened? Why did the court handle it that way? Well, they handled it that way because they held that to construe a statute as creating a contractual right, in other words, for a statute to actually create a contractual right, the legislature's intent to limit the subsequent exercise of legislative power must be clearly and unequivocally expressed concerning both the creation of a contract as well as the terms of the contractual obligation. And so the Supreme Court said that in this instance, proof of unequivocal intent to create a non-forfeitable right to yet unreceived COLAs is lacking. A COLA, C-O-L-A, cost of living adjustment. So in this case, the New Jersey Supreme Court ruled that the legislature retained its inherent sovereign right to act in its best judgment of the public interest and to pass legislation suspending further cost of living adjustments. Now, of course, for all those people who thought that if they worked for the government and worked long enough to obtain a pension, a government pension, that there would be increases based on the cost of living, they lost in this case because what the court found is that the legislature retained the sovereign right to basically change the law, and that it wasn't enacted in such a way that it was forever. In other words, the fact that they did not do certain things within the law when they enacted the initial law that indicated that people would be getting cost of living adjustments, that was enough that they could change it. And that was that's pretty significant. And, of course, you know, all the people that relied on that, and they did. I mean, people who decided to work for the state, I certainly know some of the really excellent people who work in the court systems, that was one of the benefits that they were going to get as state employees, and many of them could have earned more money working in the private sector, and, you know, but they decided to stay with the government in order to get those benefits. Certainly not just the court system, people work in, which was DIFAS, now DCPMP, Division of Youth and Family Services, and many state. I mean, certainly many of the secretaries who worked in the offices, in the state offices, are paid, or were paid, maybe not now, but were paid substantially less than they would have been paid in private industry. So that was what they thought was a trade-off, and it didn't work. Well, the there's the Lennox Corporation, the maker of china and gifts and collectibles, is battling with its former general counsel, that's the general counsel is an attorney, over the right to examine his computer hard drive in connection with a lawsuit accusing him of taking away confidential information when he went to work for a competitor. Now, I'm assuming, and obviously there was a non-compete clause, a non-compete agreement that he signed when he was working with Lennox. And this is not at all unusual, certainly for people working at certain levels and jobs. And in fact, one of the things that anyone should do if they're asked to sign a non-compete agreement is to not only read it very carefully, but again, I urge people to have an attorney read it, because it's very significant and can create huge problems. And one of the things is, if someone leaves a job, are they leaving voluntarily or are they being forced to leave? So if you're being forced to leave, you know, why shouldn't you be able to work for a competitor? So, again, important. And I think people sometimes are so reluctant to consult an attorney that they don't. And, of course, it creates many, many more problems, or can cause many, many more problems later on. You know, that it's really unbelievable, because apparently this New York firm, Cravath, one of the big firms in New York, is going to increase starting salaries for first-year associates to $180,000 a year. But, you know, I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous, and anybody going to law school thinking that they're going to make that kind of money is you know, it's just unbelievable. And I think that, you know, if the market changes and they can't afford the high-priced compensation packages, you know, most of these young attorneys are not going to be in these firms for very long. But it certainly will help them pay off their law school debts. Now, there's been a new effort by Bill Cosby to get criminal charges against him dismissed in the Montgomery County, Pennsylvania Court of Common Pleas. So apparently he's filing a second petition for a writ of habeas corpus. So we'll see what happens there. Now, there was another Supreme Court case, criminal law case, decided here this week. And it was State versus Buesco. And the opinion was written by Justice Patterson. And the issue was, when a witness is a child, the concepts of truth, falsehood, and punishment may be difficult to reach with open-ended questions. So the court ruled that, subject to the discretion of the trial court, meaning the trial judge, and the trial judge must carefully monitor the examination to ensure that the child's answers are his or her own. And they did say, however, that leading questions may be used in a competency inquiry. And that is very important, because if a child is a witness, it's important to find out if the child knows what is true, what is truth, what is not. And, of course, it's critically important to know whether or not the child has been coached and is basically saying what he or she was told to say, not in so many words, but they are saying what they think they should say, not what is necessarily the truth. But in this case, the Supreme Court said there was no plain error in the procedure that the trial court used in the case, so they did not overturn the conviction. Very, very important. But it's a very important thing, and it's very difficult. In fact, I have a daughter who works for DCP&P, and she said that often prosecutors don't prosecute sexual abuse cases when they involve very young children, because of the difficulty of, you know, trying to have a child testify. Terrible, but, you know, that is part of our system. Now, apparently, New Jersey is inching closer to regulating the fast-growing transportation network companies, specifically Uber and, I guess, Lyft, L-Y-F-T, and Wings. So that there's going to be something in the regulations. Not surprising, New Jersey regulates everything. But, you know, there could be a lot of protections there, too. So I'm not saying that they shouldn't. Now, the a state appeals court has actually ruled in the Capital Healthcare System versus New Jersey Banking and Insurance. The 10 New Jersey hospitals challenged, they challenged the Department of Banking and Insurance, the decision to approve Horizon Blue Cross Blue Shield of New Jersey, the application to establish a health alliance network. And what the court ruled is that New Jersey, the appellate division ruled that they can proceed with a rollout of a two-tiered Omnia Health Alliance insurance plan, and putting aside objections raised by the 10 hospitals who were regulated to Tier 2 under the plan. So apparently what this is, there's a two-tiered network of hospitals and physicians under which a member's costs are lower if the member elects to use a Tier 1 provider. Now, Horizon designated appellants, the 10 hospitals, as Tier 2 hospitals. Okay. And the Supreme Court concluded that the plan met the department's network adequacy requirements by ensuring that there was at least one hospital in each county or service area that was within 20 miles or 30 minutes, whichever is less, from 90% of the covered subscribers in the plan. Now, although the plan did not initially provide sufficient coverage in Burlington County for obstetrical services, it made arrangements with a Tier 2 hospital in that county to provide these services at Tier 1 rates. So the court, the Supreme Court, held that this arrangement satisfied the department's network adequacy requirements. And the Supreme Court also rejected the ten hospitals' contention that the department's approval of the plan was contrary to public interest. The court said that after reviewing the governing statutes, they concluded that the legislature did not specifically require the department to make a specific finding that the approval of any tiered network plan was in the public interest. So in other words, the legislature didn't say that that was one of the criteria. And in any event, the Supreme Court ruled that the department's approval of an application that met all of the existing regulatory requirements plainly serves the public interest. And they also noted that there was no statutory or regulatory procedure for the department to determine the financial impact of the tier designation on a hospital. So in other words, some hospitals are getting paid more than others. And finally, they determined that there was no provision in the existing statute or regulations requiring that insurance carriers publicly disclose their criteria it uses to evaluate the hospitals for inclusion in or exclusion from a particular tier. So in other words, they don't have to tell the hospital why they are in one or the other tiers. And they also found that the applicants, the hospitals, did not have a right to a hearing contesting Horizon's application for approval of the network. So it's going to have significant impact on some of the hospitals. And but that's what the Supreme Court said. They were not going to interfere with the legislation. So if there's anything that has to be changed, it has to be changed by the legislature. Now, there was, and this was not a published case, but this was a case where the plaintiff brought the action against defendants alleging conspiracy to alienate his daughter's affection. So this was a father who brought this lawsuit, and he said that there was a conspiracy to alienate his daughter's affection, defamation, abuse of process, and intentional infliction of emotional distress. Now, the defendants in the case filed a motion to dismiss or in the alternative for summary judgment. The father appealed from the orders that granted summary judgment to the defendants and awarded attorney's fees and costs pursuant to the frivolous litigation statute. Now, in an oral decision, Judge Kenney noted the lack of specificity regarding facts to support the defamation claim, the application of the statute of limitations, and that there was no cognizable claim for intentional infliction of emotional distress based on interference with the parent-child relationship, and that she had no authority to compel an adult to go to counseling with her father. So in this case, he had waited, and this young woman was an adult. And the judge also found that the court lacked in personam jurisdiction over some of the defendants because they are citizens and residents of Canada. So in other words, the appellate panel affirmed the trial judge, that's Judge Kenney. The appellate division affirmed the decision, including the award of counsel fees. So and one of the things here, and I have not read that entire decision, but one of the things, of course, is that he waited and obviously the courts in New Jersey did not have jurisdiction over some of the defendants that he had named in the suit. But instead of simply the trial judge, if there had been reason to do so, could have just dismissed against those defendants. Now, the legislature in New Jersey and our legislators are also poised to join the number of states that have reached or are considering legislation that would regulate daily fantasy sports. And that has been, as most of us who are sports fans know, a huge multi-million dollar industry that to date has pretty much gone unregulated. So the Princeton University, of course, is also in the news with respect to the challenging the breadth of their university, their tax-exempt status. This has been, of course, an issue for many, many years. There was another criminal law case that was approved for publication, and that had to do with the pretrial intervention guidelines. And so I think I need to have a criminal lawyer who specializes in criminal law to explain what these pretrial intervention and why it's important and what makes it something that is very helpful for people who have not been convicted of crimes before to consider. And the guidelines create a presumption against admission to pretrial intervention for defendants charged with certain offenses, but does not apply to third-degree or fourth-degree possession of marijuana with intent to distribute. So in this case, the prosecutor's rejection of the defendant's PTI application was based on a misapplication of the guideline, and that was guideline 3, paren, small I in paren. And the court, the appellate division, found that it was a gross and patent abuse of discretion, requiring a remand to the prosecutor for reconsideration of the defendant's PTI application. Important. Very important. Well, I think we've come to pretty much to the end of the program, and we'll play a couple spots, and then we'll come back and with the sports guys. And I know one of the things that we'll certainly be talking about today is Muhammad Ali. So we'll be back shortly.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's